Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
The Romantics on Triple M, Saturday Triple M, NRL right now. Let's look forward again to tomorrow's big game, the Raiders and the Roosters. And a man who is, neck deep in what is going on at the Raiders is assistant coach Brett White, who joins us now. G'day, mate.
G'day, how are we?
Very, very well, thank you. Now, how'd you pull up? I was at a lunch yesterday and Ricky Stewart told the crowd that he forced you to go and jump on board Laurie Daly's boat as they were celebrating the 89 grand final. How was that day?
Mate, it was fantastic. It was great to get around some of those old guys. And poor Ricky had to go to a function and couldn't make it. But, mate, it was like a grounded child at home. And his two brothers off to a birthday party when we left. He was, he would have loved to been on the boat with those old guys. They had a great time. I think it was on a loop of the Raiders song getting played over and over and all. You know, all the old boys, Mao and Lazo and all those sort of guys getting in and singing the Raiders song. It was fantastic.
Well, I spoke to Lazo during the week and plenty of other people also have spoken about the intensity that Ricky Stewart brings to, life really, but his competitive nature. How has it been for you in terms of working alongside of him?
Mate, he's been fantastic. He's and you really see it rubbing off in this young group that... he is intense when it comes to footy, that, with training or, in team meetings, he can be very intense. But he's also got the side where he switches off and enjoys, your downtime to enjoy yourself with your mates and, being around close-knit to each other. So it's really rubbed off on this young group. And hats off to the way he's handled the week from leading from the front. And, the group has really followed with that same sort of mentality of, switch on, switch off.
It has been so good to watch the build-up because Ricky has been saying embrace it, and you can see the players are relaxed. They're happy to do interviews. They all stayed back longer than they had to at the media day. How would you describe the build-up? Because some of those scenes in Canberra at the fan day and then when you left, they were absolutely incredible.
It's been so enjoyable. It's I was lucky enough to be involved in these weeks in the past with Melbourne, and you feel like it was us against the world, where it's so much different this time around being with the Raiders that you really feel the support from the rugby league community out there, and Ricky's just asked everyone to embrace it, and the boys have, and really enjoying it. So there's certainly going to be some fantastic memories coming out of this week alone.
Hey Whitey, when's have you had the boys had the captain's run yet, or are they doing that this afternoon or this morning?
No, so we've already trained. We're just over at the New South Wales High Performance Centre. They've just had a recovery and they've just finished lunch, so they're all fit. They've trained. They're ready to go and probably relax for the afternoon and wait for tomorrow now.
And everyone's good. We know that Johnny Bateman had some issues early in the week, and Josh Hodgson and Joey Leilua, they'll all take the field.
Mate, they've all trained. They all train really well. It's probably one of the best training sessions I've seen from the group, so... which is a real positive sign. So they're all fit. They're all ready to go. Now it's just waiting for kickoff now.
Massive achievement so far, obviously, but various players have said they're quite relaxed during this week. What do you have to do to break down what is a terrific Rooster side?
We know we've got a big job ahead of us. It's, their side is just filled with superstars. The Roosters, the experience, even their bench is a sensational bench. So they play a big power game. We've got to we've got to go with them early on and try and just hold on and put ourselves in an opportunity at the back end of the game to just be in that moment that we know with these big games that it comes down to the those moments in the back end of games, and we just got to make sure we're in around it at the back end of the game.
I know Ricky in multiple interviews has said when he used to play with Mal Meninga, he'd look across, run out with Mal and just know that he was going to win because Mal instilled that confidence, not just in him, but in his teammates. Who's that guy from your side? Who is the guy that everyone looks to and everyone is all of a sudden put at ease?
Oh, I'd have to say John Bateman. He's, been there and done it before in the Super League. This is his first year over here. And he's soon really quickly become that sort of person within the group. He's as tough as they come. He he leads with his actions. When he does talk, everyone listens, and he really instills that confidence within the group. So he's probably that guy for us at the moment.
Whitey, I was down there last week and called the game against the Rabbits, and I got there a little bit early and watched your boys walk in. And as you know, you spoke about it, you've been through it with Melbourne and with Origin. It's so important that you've got a tight-knit group, and these guys seem to be... I saw them all walk in individually, and they were just standing outside the tunnel before they were going in to get ready. Mate, they look happy. They look really comfortable amongst each other. They look like they're really enjoying this ride that they're on. How important is it that the group are so close and tight like your boys are?
Mate, well, that stems from the way Ricky is. You know, we know how loyal Ricky is and looking after his mates and that intensity. And it's just flowed through this group. That's exactly how they are. Off the field, they're very tight. And on the field, they're tight and intense. So it's really stemmed off Ricky's personality, I believe.
All right, mate. Well, all the best for tomorrow evening. Go well. It won't just be Canberra people who'll be following you. There'll be a huge contingent of others who'll be waving the green flag, mate.
Can we get a couple of bars from the Raiders song that you were singing on that boat yesterday? Why do you reckon that'd be pretty good? Just the chorus for us.
I'm a terrible singer.
You're a little bit hoarse too. It sounds like it's a good day. Oh, Whitey, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck tomorrow, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
There is Raiders assistant coach Brett White. All right, this NRL grand final, you know, the proven performers and the leading scorers. Back yourself for the Ladbroke same game multi. Remember, gamble responsibly. Roger Aldridge joined us. G'day, Roger.
Hello, Johnny. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. Now, I'd imagine it's only a two-horse race, but there'd be the market probably favours the Roosters. Where's the money been going in the last 24 hours or so?
The market definitely favours the Roosters, and they have been the better backed of the two in the last 24 hours. But there's still good money for the Raiders too, make no mistake. $1.40 Sydney Roosters, $3.45 out from $3.20 the Raiders, and the line still sits at 7.5 points. So, look, in this match itself, Canberra's actually a worse result because they're a bigger price and there's only narrowly money with Sydney. But overall, because of what we're stand to pay out in the premiership market, we are cheering the Raiders hard.
Always a time to attract the big punters. You got any special bets that you've seen play so far this year, Roger?
Yeah, so there was one punter had 200,000 on the Roosters at the start of the year at $4.60. Oh, and
wow.
I'm trying to get the bookies to just send through some of the good multis, but one I did get wind of was at $23, the Roosters into Richmond. So first leg ticked off last week with the Tigers. That was $1,500 at $23. So that punter stands to collect
$34,000. Oh, wow. That's incredible. What about the Clive Churchill medal? A lot of people are saying, can it be James Tedesco? Already got the Dally M, Wally Lewis medal as well. Where's the money for that one?
They're not just saying can it be James Tedesco, they're backing him. They're backing him for a stack as well. What we don't want tomorrow is we don't want the Roosters to win. We don't want Teddy to do anything. He's $5 to win the Churchill. Cooper Cronk also, this is the other story they're backing, obviously, at $6. They're the clear best back by a mile, but Tedesco's been back first try already. We've got a special for Tedesco or Latrell to score the first try at $8. That's been attacked. So, if Teddy could do a hammy in the warm-up, that'd be great.
Oh, I love it, Roger. So shallow, but so good. Thanks so much, mate. Really appreciate it. This NRL Grand Final, you know, the proven performers and the leading scorers. Back yourself for the Ladbroke same game multi, but remember, gamble responsibly. Plenty ahead. Saturday Triple M, NRL. Offspring, Saturday Triple M, NRL, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Girdle, Tony Squires with you. Cameron Smith, he is one of the all-time greats of our game. In terms of games played, he's climbed Everest and he's just kept going. What is he, 400 and however many?
11, I think.
I think that's probably where we are at, 411. All indications were that he would be adding to that list next season. Yet at the Dally M's on Wednesday evening, Craig Bellamy, who, as we said a little earlier, was named the Dally M Coach of the Year, talked a bit about Cam Smith and gave the indication that he was rethinking or about whether, in fact, he would run around in season 2020, which was a surprise for me completely. Yet it seems that some of the stuff has got on top of Cam Smith a little bit, some of the reaction to him, some of the so-called controversies around him, and maybe he's just simply had enough. It's hard to imagine a season without him, first off.
Yeah.
But how do you read it?
Yeah, look, obviously there was just that run of issues in the last few weeks of the competition, the one with the Simonson thing where, you know, he was basically accused of grabbing his ear. And I actually just thought it was a jumper pull, but, there was a lot of other people out there that thought, you know, he grabbed at his ear and was doing different things and using different techniques, which he's always been accused of doing. But I thought the fact that he was sort of in Melbourne, he was a little bit away from a lot of that media attention that he would have gotten if he was up here, and I thought that's always been a positive for him. And then obviously the ring thing, which wasn't really his issue at all. It was the NRL made a decision. And on the back of that, I think Cam copped a fair bit of flack. And for mine, sometimes...
The diamond ring for the wife, Barb.
Yeah. Yep. And look, I just think he would have been really disappointed. He's such a competitive guy and he expects to play in the grand final every year. He expects to win the comp. And I don't think he would have taken last week's loss that well. And I think sometimes you need a little bit of time. And I can't see Cam not turning out next year, but I can see him... You know, being a little bit peed off at the end of the season, as you should be, you know, if you get knocked out in a prelim and taking some time with his family. And I think, you know, when his head clears and he puts a bit of space between last season, I think he'll be there when the whip's cracking again for the Melbourne Storm.
He can't put too much space between now and when he makes that decision, though, can he, because of salary cap and various decisions that have to be made by the Storm. So you'd imagine he's going to have to make it clear in the next couple of weeks. He can't wait till January.
No, he can't wait till January because, you know, they have the salary cap to sort out. And I think that Cameron Smith wouldn't do that as well to Craig Bellamy. But I think he'll play on as well. I think with the competitive beast that he is, he won't want to go out after being consistently, I mean, finishing 6 points clear of everyone else in the regular season, going out in a prelim final, having all of that criticism. I don't think he would want to end on that note, knowing that the competitor that he is. So I think we'll see him go out again. But absolutely, that would take its toll. And I know that comes with it being high profile and being the most high profile player in the game and possibly the best player we've ever seen. Some say it comes with it, but it'd still be very hard to take people criticising your family or you individually. I think more so the family part is what would have got to him. And what's interesting is that with all the criticism Cam has ever received, he never really bites back. But a couple of weeks ago at a press conference, he bit back hard and said it's low journalism to attack someone's family. And I think they were the first signs you thought he was really starting to eat away at Cam Smith and he was getting very frustrated.
And I think with his high standards, Tony, when he retires, it's going to be about, you know, what he's doing on the field and his form as opposed to, you know, what's going on around it. And that's why I said with space, if he sort of analyses his season, he's been phenomenal this year form-wise. And there's no way I don't think that he's just going to go out while he's at the top of his game, given the fact, and I know how much, you know, without not being sensitive to the issue, I know how much, you know, your family and that mean to you and how important that is that everything's okay there and things are going along nicely. But while his form's where it is at the moment and he can have such an impact in the competition, I don't think his competitive spirit would allow him to retire.
For the man who's played the most games in the history of the game, you want him to go out not now, not kind of just disappear.
No, you don't.
And look, I don't think he's going to get the Jonathan Thurston, you know, tour everywhere. The teams applaud him off and the crowds stand because, I mean, JT had there was a particular affection for JT from people who didn't even follow, you know, not even Queenslanders. Cam Smith, you know, he may not have that love, but he deserves that honour and respect. I would hate to see him disappear rather than play another season.
Absolutely. It'd be unfair for any player, really, if you've, you know, you've played 150, 200 games and to just in the off season all of a sudden, or you have to retire and you don't get a farewell from your club and your fans, but especially for someone like Cameron Smith and what he's done in the game, it might not be as elaborate as JT's, but he deserves a send off. And I think mentally and emotionally, I think you need to prepare. I think it mentally would not be the best thing to all of a sudden say that's it. I think you need to know that it's coming to an end, to soak up each and every week knowing that it's the last time
needs to go through a process.
You know, it's tough. And I know some people might say, oh, well, you're a professional athlete. You're paid a lot of money. You've got a privileged life. But yes, you have to transition, but you have to be able to make that transition and to be ready mentally and emotionally to do that.
Yeah, it's a big question. Have we seen the last of Cameron Smith on a rugby league field playing? We'll find out, I guess, sooner rather than later. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. Ben Dobbin joins us next. Miss them. Great Aussie band. Powderfinger for you there. As Triple M rocks the footy, as I said, a quick look back at some of the great moments from this season. And it's very difficult not to start right here.
Origin 2019, James Tedesco.
Cook throws to Murray. Murray then sends it on to Pierce, who didn't really want it.
Go, Tommy.
Gives it to Tom Trbojevic. Out to Ferguson. Runs down the sideline. He's ankle tapped, but he stands his ground. Throws it into the Tedesco. 15 out. Pins the easement. Goes to the line. Scores. Scores. New South Wales win. New South Wales win with a try with 27 seconds to go.
I think that was Wendell. That must have been Wendell. Yeah, I mean, you know, how long have we been waiting for that? As people from New South Wales, Queensland have done that for year upon year upon year, and it got down to the back end of that game, and all you could think was, it's going to happen again, and this time it was us.
Great call, Dan, too. Great call. That was
everything went so well. Piercy was the one who decided to spread it wide, and he was back in. Was he able to handle the pressure? And
Fergo tiptoeing along
the
sideline.
And then Fergo, who's backing the team, redemption story for him. Teddy proving, or is he the best player in the world? It was just, everything was scripted so well. It was just such a good night.
As it was on what is always a very, very special day of the year.
Eels v West Tigers. Mitch Moses scores the first try at Bankwest Stadium.
Gutherson now, here in the field, takes the tap, gives it to Moses. Moses beats one, beats another.
Whoa!
Into the backfield. In by coming across. 30 to go. 20 to go. 10 to go. Goal! Mitchell Moses scores the first try at Bankwest Stadium.
Yeah, very special if you were an Eels fan, that Bankwest, which has been a great stadium. It's a brilliant place to go and watch some footy. And didn't they turn it on? And Mitchell Moses, not only the first try, the first goal, and then just to rub salt on the wounds, he'd go for the first field goal ever at Bankwest Stadium on the same game. Brilliant.
I didn't really like that because it was against the West Tigers, but, you know, I'm sure other people can appreciate that.
Yeah, see, I really like this because it involves the Dragons.
Anzac Day, Roosters v Dragons, Matthew Duffy.
Guinness throws to Norman, runs at the line, then a silky pass out to Duffy. Duffy with Drew, steps inside Canavaro, gets past another, into the backfield. It's Duffy, it's Tedesco, Duffy, in the line, goes to the line, scores! An extraordinary try! Matt Duffy has gone through half the Sydney Roosters and done a Tedesco on Tedesco!
That line is so good. It's Tedesco on Tedesco.
Yeah, it was great. That was great try. Sadly, a few minutes later, Paul Vaughan broke through and tripped over the 20-metre line.
Yeah.
Remember that?
They sort of didn't kick on. They showed a little bit of promise at that time of the year, didn't they, the Dragons?
They
and then from there, it was all downhill.
All downhill. Mm. Look, there's thousands of other moments. Yeah. Anything that jumped out at you?
Well, I think one thing that's been a great addition to the 2019 season has been George Tafua coming off his left wing. And we've seen some shots. I think the shot on Munster, where I think we might have a little bit of that audio.
Get this. Justin Ola gets it on now to Munster.
Oh!
George Tafua! The ground leaper slides in. Smashes Munster.
Oh, my God.
he hit Ethan Lowe in that semi-final a couple of weeks ago a couple of times, and I think he hit one of the Cowboys, Shane Wright.
Yep.
And there was a couple early on the season as well. I'd like to see his highlights tape for 2019. What an impact he's had.
Absolutely extraordinary. All right, well, there's just some of the moments. Anything else?
I reckon, though, that my game of the year, I think, and we didn't call it, but it was down in Melbourne, and it was the Melbourne Storm versus the Manly Seagulls, and that game went for about 90 minutes, and I think it was 11-10 in the end, round 21 or 19, and Daly Cherevins kicked that field goal to win it in the 90th minute, and it had so many twists and turns. Like, obviously, when we go into extra time, there's always, you know, everyone's setting for a field goal. You know, there was so much fatigue because the ball was in play during that game, and then both sides tried to score tries, and then it got to the point where someone had to kick a field goal. It was a great moment.
It was indeed. Will there be another great moment to add to the collection? Will it come from the grand final, the Roosters and the Raiders, tomorrow evening? We come back, wrap it all up next. Saturday Triple M NRL. Some minute work for you, Saturday afternoon. Obviously, when you're heading towards one game, there's one game left in the season, lots of pages to fill, lots of airtime to fill, just finding the right story. I was interested today that both Sydney Morning Herald and the Daily Telegraph seem to have independently decided that the path they would go down is science. They both go on the story about what happens when two players collide and what forces are brought to bear when that happens.
And how does science determine that?
Well, I'll tell you, apparently, I'll just read the Sydney Morning Herald story saying that reveal that when two of the biggest players appearing in tomorrow's grand final, i.e. Josh Papali and Jared Warrior-Hargreaves, collide, it can unleash as much force as a motorcycle crash or a barrel roll in an F-16 fighter jet. Says that if they Hargreaves, they're colliding and running at 20 kilometres an hour, the Roosters prop close to stationary at about 4, there would be a significant impact. It would be about the same as a motorbike hitting you at 15 kilometres an hour. That's okay at 15 kilometres an hour, isn't it?
That's okay, yeah. Well,
see, that's much better than what the Telegraph discovered. They're scientists. Different scientists.
What have they got?
Different,
Who's paid more?
I don't know. The player the Roosters fear most in tomorrow's NRL Grand Final can deliver an impact equivalent to a 3-storey fall.
Okay.
Falling off
that sounds a lot
third
worse.
Story,
I think
9
I'd
metres.
Be hit by a motorbike in Bali or something.
At 15 kilometres an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get up and tackle again if you've just jumped off a 3-storey building. That's it, isn't it?
No, that's a good point.
Good. Who would you rather be tackled by, Papali or JWH?
Neither.
Okay.
Neither.
Really?
I think Papali's just got, I think he's got better, fantastic technique. And we saw that with that shot last week where he really bends the back. And I think there's a little bit more force because he's more compact. So I'd have to go with Papali, but, you know, preferably none of them. Tony, what about you?
You're getting hit by the, no, not now. Nah. At my age, that's a hip replacement.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I've already had two hip reconstructions, so
have
I don't
you?
Want a third. Yeah.
Mm.
Through sport?
Yeah, through netball.
Oh, Tony,
yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Okay, Em. Who wins tomorrow? Do you give the Raiders, and as we said at the top of the show, you've been down with them this week. You've seen their attitude. They look relaxed. Do you give them a shot?
They do. They seem very relaxed. I think, same as everyone, you give them a shot, but I think the safest bet is with the Roosters. I think, you know, on paper they have a better side. They've got more big game experience. So I'd love to see the Raiders win after such a long drought and, you know, with the vibe that they've had down there. But I think the Roosters are going to take it out.
It'll be the Green Machine, although Dan says we should be calling them the Green Machine. That belongs to the early 90s and late 80s. I'm not sure how that works.
Who says that?
Yeah, Dan Ganane.
Oh.
Dan Ganane.
Okay. I think they'll always be the Green Machine.
I would have thought they would be the Green Machine. Do you give them a shot? You obviously, you know, the Roosters look likely.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think if the, you know, the worlds have aligned so far for them, the planets have aligned, and if that happens again tomorrow, they get out of the blocks well, they're a good chance, but... Yeah, I'm tipping the Roosters, but I absolutely give the Raiders a good chance.
Okay, and who is your Clive Churchill medalist?
Oh, I think Teddy will get the Clive Churchill on the back of probably a 6 or so. I think Cooper might kick a field goal. It might be a 7-point win, and Teddy will win the Clive Churchill.
All right, that's where we leave you. Thanks so much. Good luck. Triple M rocks the footy.